Well, Dan, you have answered a ton of questions, and I could go on all night asking, coming up with different scenarios and questions. But let's just end it with this one. How about any final words of wisdom for elk hunters?
Final words of wisdom. Well, what I would say is I would pick up every elk hunting DVD that's out there. I would get an idea about elk sounds, and you can watch elk habits, and you can see what elk do in different scenarios, and you'll see them come out of the hay fields, you'll see all this other stuff. Learn to call. If you can't use a bugle, don't use a bugle. Rely on the cow call at that point. And the main thing is when you come out west to go hunting, take the first elk that you can when you're a novice. Once you get a few elk under your belt, then you can and you learn the game, then you can start holding out for bigger bulls and bigger bulls and bigger bulls. Don't expect to come out west and kill a 350 or 360 or the magic 400-inch bull. They're just, if you look in Pope Young, there's only a handful of 400-inch bulls ever killed, and that's all everybody talks about is 400-inch bulls. I had a bull that grows 400 inches, but I've killed a lot of elk. I mean, 54 elk with my bow, and I've got one that makes that 400 mark. And I have friends like Randy Ulmer and Dan Evans that kill big bulls, but they know the game. And they're in a situation where they can afford to buy landowner tags and this stuff where they get the opportunity to hunt these areas year after year after year, I drew one Nevada tag and then had to wait 10 years, and I can't even apply for Nevada again yet now. And where these guys have got the money and the knowledge to get these elk, spend a lot of money, they say $10,000, $15,000 for a tag every year. That where you have to draw that tag and wait 10 years to draw it again, it's not that easy to kill a 400-inch bull. Just come out and plan on trying to kill an elk, not a trophy elk.
Well, Dan, thank you so much. I know I speak on behalf of all of our visitors. It's not just this, the questions you just answered for us, but you've been there for the entire community. You answer people's questions. You willingly share information. You are an absolute true gentleman and an ambassador of bow hunting, and we are so proud to have you. And for me personally, to call you a friend. So thank you, and God bless you, and good luck this season.
Yeah, well, thank you. And I want to thank all the Bowside people for all the support. Lost my son.
I know. And we pray for him, and pray for you and your family's healing, and thank you for everything you've done, Dan. We really appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Pat.